Well, Tom, many congratulations. My goodness me, you look like you've been running in a jumps race. I mean, it is wet out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very wet. Genuinely, though, I know I was on the winner, and the winning jockey always says the ground's better than it is, but actually, it's not. We're not going in all that far down the back. It's just that surface water that's flicking up, and it's so. I'm so glad we're racing today, obviously, because that just happened. But hopefully without any major torrential downpours, we should be just fine the next couple of days.
And obviously, coming into the race, the level of expectation on this horse, having beaten the subsequent Derby winner, you know that you are the one, in a way, to be got at.
Yeah, 100%. Look, I think I got really nice instructions off William, as always. He said just get him relaxed, find a rhythm, and then see how you go, and don't go too soon. Be confident. I mean, if ever there's a way to ride a good horse, it's doing that. And when you've got the backing to ride like that, it makes it very easy to do it. So look, he was wonderful and relaxed into a perfect rhythm straight away.
And how much potential do you think this horse has got? Obviously, in the book now, it's beginning to look quite clever, but what there's a long season still in front of it.
There's a very long season ahead. And I think that's why William decided in the end they decided what they did was right. They couldn't run in the Dante, and they could have jumped in and chucked him in the Derby at the last second, supplementing him. But patience, as pretty much always proves with horses, is key. And absolutely great for Armando and the owners for sort of deciding to do that and stick with William by his plans. And look, it's paid off. And I think it's gonna help a lot in the long run as well that they've done that.
Well, this is known as the Ascot Derby, but you don't know the ultimate plans, but there could be classic thoughts for the St. Ledger, all those sort of things could be there.
Yeah, I mean, look, he stayed a mile and a half on soft ground extremely well there, and I've no doubt William has some fancy ideas for him. And I look forward to hearing what they are when I next go into ride out.
Do you enjoy riding when it's driving rain in your face?
Oh, I don't care. Winning's winning, isn't it? Ascot's Ascot. I guess it does dampen the day a little bit as such. But look, we rode here without crowds last year, and a Royal Ascot one is still a Royal Ascot one,
well,
all the same.
You won on a favourite, so I'm sure a lot of people have backed you here. But well done today. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, River. Cheers.